USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president from Poland trying to rally global support for Ukraine.
We stand with you. Period.
In a speech that lasted about a half hour, the president blasted his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. He says the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine caused some other things to happen that Putin did not expect.
Rather than breaking Ukrainian resolve, Russia's brutal tactics have strengthened the resolve. Rather than driving NATO apart, the West is now stronger and more united than it has ever been.
Russia not conquering Ukraine as swiftly as Putin expected. It's signaling a change in strategy, but the Biden administration says they are going to watch what the Kremlin does as opposed to what they say. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban seeking his country's neutrality in the war in Ukraine, causing frustration and outrage instead, including from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The U.S. called for tougher sanctions on North Korea after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's, quote, nuclear war deterrent while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. Members of Canada's indigenous population and the Vatican are set to meet next week. The Assembly of First Nations expecting a public apology from the Vatican after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest indigenous residential school. More than 150,000 indigenous children were forced to attend government-funded Christian schools from the 19th century through the 1970s. Chinese authorities say none of the 132 people aboard a China Eastern flight that crashed last week survived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new nuclear deal with Iran is close, but who is holding up the deal is being debated.
Iran's foreign minister claims that his country is ready to reach a long-lasting agreement with world powers, blaming the latest failure to revive Tehran's tattered nuclear deal on allegedly unrealistic visions by the United States. Speaking during a visit to Beirut, the foreign minister urged the United States to stop wasting time. Nuclear negotiations nearly reached completion on the deal earlier this month before Russia demanded that its trade with Iran be exempted from Western sanctions over Ukraine. Negotiators have yet to reconvene in the Austrian capital, and it's unclear exactly what hurdles lie ahead. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We now know how much your favorite baseball team is worth.
Major League Baseball teams are worth a lot of money, and the New York Yankees are worth a lot more money than any other team. Forbes reports average Major League team value is up to almost $2.1 billion. The Yankees are worth $6 billion. Far above the second-place Los Angeles Dodgers, valued at a little under $4.1 billion. Rounding out the top five, the Boston Red Sox, Chicago Cubs, and San Francisco Giants, all valued at more than $3 billion. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Add the British Museum in London to the list of cultural institutions that have decided to remove the Sackler name from its galleries and endowments. The Sackler name has become synonymous with the opioid crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.